I was trying to download something in Windows 7, and I checked the box in the accessibility options for internet options that said, notify me when the download completes, and I thought I was covered. But what, in fact, actually happened was the download just happened without telling me anything. And so as a result of it, I ended up downloading the same thing about 18 times until it suddenly dawned on me that maybe it was actually working. And then, of course, when I checked the downloads folder, yeah, it was everything was there. The workaround that Amy suggested, and the one that I kind of came to the conclusion, is that I just have to be monitoring that directory. But what I'd really like to know is, did I miss something that I didn't see that notification, or does it just actually not work in Windows 7?
Steve, what I've seen with that notification is that it doesn't automatically say the download is complete. What it does is it gives that little very ping noise, you have to press Alt-N, and when you do, then the notification bar says download's complete. I frequently miss that ping.
All right, so it's because it does it through a pop-up balloon instead of doing it the way it used to do it in XP, where it had the dialog box that stayed open.
I have a Sony Vaio with Windows 7 on it. About every third time I reboot, I get this keyboard shortcuts every time I try to go to the desktop. And then some commands don't work. Like if I hit the Windows key, it doesn't bring up the search box anymore. I have to use Control-Escape to go to the search box. I've gone into programs and features, and the keyboard shortcuts thing for 32-bit does not show up in there to be able to be removed. I have gone and found the 32-bit keyboard shortcuts, but I can't seem to make it go away. Anybody have any?
Where have you found it, Jay?
I think I found it in the control panel, but I couldn't seem to find a way to get rid of it.
Have you looked at MSConfig, see if you could pull it out of the startup?
I have not. That's a good idea.
Well, I have here with two questions. One is, when I open Outlook for reading my Gmail account, the first pass, it always opens, and when I go down the list, it just says unread, unread, unread. And then I Alt-F4 and reopen, and it says unread, and then cites what, it's not a detailed list, it's just a list. So the first pass, it doesn't actually say what the emails are.
Do you have it maximized?
Yes.
I think it's a JAWS issue.
That is a JAWS issue.
I've had the same experience, and if you use a different screen reader, it doesn't happen.
This is with Windows 7?
Yeah.
I think it has something to do with the view settings.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Yeah.
Because I changed the view. I've gone into the file and view, and because sometimes I get into the wrong view somehow by hitting certain...
Yeah, you've got to make sure it's not in preview, for example.
Yeah, right.
But I've had it happen irrespective of the view I'm in, and I have submitted bug reports to Freedom Scientific numerous times.
But also knows even alt-tabbing away from it and tabbing back.
Yep.
Right. Fixes it.
Sometimes.
But could it be the settings, the screen resolution setting?
I have it happen on three different machines.
Well, the one huge improvement that they made, though, is that HTML rich messages, where you used to have to do the Alt-H-A-V to read them, you no longer have to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
But I will say, if you go to m.bankofamerica.com, which is the mobile page for Bank of America, and some people like it because it's simpler, if you go there with JAWS 14, the menu reads main menu, main menu, main menu, main menu. Every single link says the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Totally broken. And I did send in a bug report on that during the beta, but they didn't fix it.
Can one access WebRail using an iPod Touch and a non-notator display?
Do you mean access the site, or do you mean access a book that you've downloaded from the site?
Access a book that I've downloaded. Can it be downloaded through a computer?
Do you have a Braille display to read it, though?
Yeah, well, I'm exploring different kind of Braille displays, like notators and non-notator Braille displays. So.
I don't know whether it would recognize a BRF extension.
That's what WebRail is.
I know.
You would need an app that actually can decipher BRF files.
Yeah.
It's not like translating it, but can actually
you'd either need that, or you'd need, if you had a computer, you could convert the BRF into something else, and then you wouldn't have, like, you converted it to, say, EPUB, then you could read it from iBooks and
all
that. If your question is there a difference between a note-taker Braille display and a non-note-taker Bluetooth Braille display with regards to the iPod, I think that it's safe to say, if you're talking about putting whatever file you have on the iPod and reading it, any compatible Bluetooth Braille display, whether it has a note-taker or not, is going to work. The difference is that if it's a note-taker, you can copy the BRF file to it and use it, absent the iPod Touch.
Yeah, I'm looking at doing something without a note-taker.
Without a note-taker.
Yeah.
directly with the...
I remember looking for a BRF reader for the iPod.
There isn't one that I know of.
Well, first of all, could you open a BRF file in Notes? And I don't know the answer to that.
Because really, all a BRF file is, it's an ASCII text
That's
file.
That's what I was going to say. You can rename it.
If you opened up a BRF file in Notepad, say, for instance, on your computer, and you tried to turn the speech loose on it, you would get the most hodgepodge bunch of gibberish you ever saw. But the Braille display is already geared to do that anyway. So as long as the OS or something in the system is not attempting to translate it into grade 2 or contracted Braille, you're fine.
You would need to use it in an app that actually does true plain ASCII.
Yeah.
See, Notes wouldn't work. I would tend to think you need something like maybe plain text or Dela text editors. Yeah. However, with that said, one clue that we may have is that I have known people who have created music Braille in plain text files, put it on an iOS device, and been able to beat that.
But you'd have to read everything in uncontracted Braille.
Say, for instance, when I open Duxbury, the first thing I do is make sure that any Braille translation is turned off.
But if the file was already a contracted grade 2 file, the display would show the contractions. I mean, they would
Correct.
It's just that it doesn't translate.
And if you wanted to search in that file, let's say that you open it with Notepad on the computer and you wanted to search for a CH sign, you would actually have to search for a star because it
Correct.
Would be like
yes. Correct. Yes.
So I'm a Mac user and I've had this problem where I need to be able to access track changes in Word. And Word for Mac is not accessible and I don't own a screen reader license and I had to pay $1,000 for a screen reader license. So I'm wondering if anyone knows how to either access track changes using Mac software or if I have to use VMware, Windows, and Word, if anyone knows.
What about using NVDA?
Is track changes accessible with NVDA?
When I was at the Apple presentation this summer, I asked about that, and they said no. They acknowledged that track changes were not accessible. So I think unless they've changed something in the last couple of months, I would say no.
Track changes not accessible in
software. NVDA just came out with a new version. I haven't looked at the specs yet. I would give that a whirl because I know they've updated their Word support.
Does anybody know in Windows Media Player how to make a file go backward and forward? I can play it, I can pause it, but I can't get into any menus to make it go backward or forward. Did I say Windows Media? I didn't mean that. I meant Winamp.
Oh, Winamp, you just use the arrows. No. Left and right arrow.
Yep. I'm using plain old MP3s.
And you're not streaming.
And I'm not streaming.
Then what may be happening is that your arrows are not being translated to what Winamp wants to see, because you're using a laptop, right?
Yeah, but I'm using a regular keyboard.
Keyboard. Because that's, I believe that's a somewhat, isn't that a scripted thing that... Or is it actually in plain old Winamp without the scripts? They've been bundling JAWS scripts, I believe, with Winamp. So you get them installed because that's how everybody's been getting the accessibility out of Winamp is with those scripts.
Yeah, but I meant custom scripts. That
you haven't got any additional custom scripts. But I vaguely remember seeing something in the preferences about which arrow keys you get to use, and there may be a setting in the preferences that will determine that. Yeah. She's looking for a way to skim through a file like you do with a cassette machine. And that, I believe, you got to have the right settings in your preferences or else it just doesn't work right, and I don't remember what they are.
I have a question. Is Office 365 accessible with JAWS?
It's not with JAWS 13.
What about 14?
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Okay.
You can't interact with anything that requires, like, editing anything.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'm trying to get used to using Zoom text, but before I started using it, I played around with the color settings through the Windows. They have this drop-down menu with a whole 20 items that you can change. Colors of 3D objects, menu, active, inactive bar, they have about 20 of those. And it doesn't, and I think I messed it up. In other words, the Zoom text doesn't sit on it properly the way it was designed to. So none of the colors in the Zoom text, none of the schemes is good. Some of the colors are good, but nothing as a scheme is good. So I'm trying very simply to restore the default of all those colors, and nobody seems to know of a restored default. And the only way by going item by item, and that wouldn't be impossible, except that I can't do it.
The way it works is that RGB, you know, red, green, blue, are actually numbers. And by mixing, turning those numbers up and down, you come up with a color. So that's what actually happened in this case. The only way I know of doing this It's create a new user account.
For Windows?
Yeah.
What version of Windows am I running?
XP or 7?
Seven.
This is Nora. I just found something on the internet that says that you can go into Control Panel and that there's an option called Color Management. If you click on the Advanced tab and change system, I guess you can restore system defaults.
I have seen this where it says restore defaults.
In the search box in Control Panel, type Color Management.
Yeah.
Color Management.
In the search box in Control Panel.
Then
click on the Advanced tab. And there should be
restore defaults.